We got Alex Jones on
line. Oh, okay.
Alex. Alex Jones.
Thank you for your service.
Yeah, he loves that. What's up, Alex?
Nothing. I was on Coast to Coast AM. I have had like 3 hours sleep. The alarm went off.
Yeah.
We always get the sleepy version of you.
You always get the, that's a good dingy one though.
Have you been trying to catch some Z's in your war room over there? I've seen your videos.
Yeah, I'm telling you, man. Listen. When every movie and every TV show, along with the real government training manual, says the libertarian gun owners are imminently about to do IEDs and they are going to attack you and we're going to have to wage war. The enemy is not Al-Qaeda anymore. It is the American people. Uh-huh. Now you wait. They're going to bomb any minute, any minute, any minute. Get ready. What do you do when they attack boys and girls? We give our rights up. That's right. And then it happens and it's perfectly photo finished. 90% is completely staged. 10% chance that it could be some lone person, but it'll probably be provocateur. And the media was like, oh, my God, how dare Alex Jones come out and say that this could be staged. He's so crazy. Look, he says in his tweet that most of it's FBI provocateur. That's the New York Times. That they go find mentally ill people, and they sit there. I mean, in 1993, the New York Times had a report, that the first World Trade Center bombing, they found two literally mentally retarded people, you know, who are like...
And they gave them a show and went, they went to Boston.
Exactly.
Yeah, exactly.
Exactly what happened.
Alex, anyway, I got to ask you something though here. I got some questions for you. What do you think this is, if it isn't indeed just a random bombing of the parade? What is your idea of what this is? Spell it out for us.
It is a false flag, self-inflicted wound for the giant, grandstanding, huge police state. I mean, if you think the military-industrial complex has like eaten America, you know, like somebody eating a hot dog at a Yankees game, get ready because they're really going to gobble our ass up now. And even if it is real, even if this is that, you know, rare, real event, because those do happen, this is grandstanding big time. And even if you believe in the war on terror, Obama all week long, since they're signing death orders, where sometimes they've killed 200 plus people at a wedding, where there's one bad guy they think they're getting, and they'll drop a 1,000-pound bomb right in the middle of the wedding. And I mean, I've seen the foreign photos and videos, never on the news. Uh-huh. It's like a soup of sloppy joes. And you're not going to hear little such and such was 3 years old, her whole future till she was blown in half by shrapnel. You know, Obama's like,
I agree with that.
There's bombs and innocents being targeted.
I gotta agree with you on that one. Mm. I'm also gonna agree with you on the fact that I'm not sure, and I doubt the fact that the government is so involved in random bombings around this country. But I will admit to the believing that I think they use anything that happens to gain more power for themselves and to take liberties away from the American people. That I absolutely do agree with.
So that's all saying, and there's this incredible spin machine, you know, going on immediately going, you don't care about the three people that died and the 1,000 unless you completely bend over and ask Homeland Security to drive a bus up your ass. I mean... This is what's going on, and I personally can just see it coming from a mile away. But listen, I turn on any show, Hawaii 5-0, you know, the new generation of minions or whatever it's called, and you turn it on, and it's like, this episode, this disgruntled veteran shooting cops, can McGarrett stop him? I turn to the next show. Oh, this is the following, top psychopaths. Who do they love hiring? Who are the worst people of this class of killers?
Yeah.
We're not just psychopathic killers. we're constitutionalist extremists, and all the psychos, oh my God.
Well, that is true. I think the mainstream media, TV shows, news are painting patriots and people that want the Constitution adhered to as some type of crazy, rebellious murderers.
But, you know, you, exactly. Alex, you talk a lot about the civil liberties being taken away, and in some cases, I'm right. You're right. But, like, with the TSA, I understand they can be irritating, but I find this hatred of the TSA almost irrational because I deal with them a lot because I travel so frequently. And they're annoying, but do you not want anybody frisked when they go on a plane? Like, what is the alternative?
They're going to have a job. I think they should all drag our children off into a private room.
No, I'm not saying that there's not. I agree.
Guys, I think pot-bellied guys, little tiny, creepy mustaches with twinkly eyes. I think my wife is there for them too. Well, you know, this is what they. No. Listen, I've had so many TSA people go, "Hey, can I have an autograph?" Bash the hell out of them.
Sure.
Or, "Hey, man, we're not all bad." And then like, I've actually seen things at the airport where they're like, "Hey, go ahead and go on through." Just all sorts of stories like that. So I'm aware of things. I mean, I had Shooter Jennings, Waylon Jennings, shot in studio like a week ago. And off air, he talked about it. Plus, we taped something we're going to air next week. And he talked about how he'd been out on a cruise ship. Somebody gave him a joint. He didn't even think about it. And then he came through customs, was flying back home, and he pulls out stuff out of his pocket and there's a joint and he drops it on the ground. Like thinking, oh my God, and the TSA guy goes, you can go on through now, and like picks up the joint and basically hands it back to him. So I get that some of them aren't bad, but I'll bet there were like nice guards, like some guards were like at Dachau and Auschwitz.
No, listen,
I'm sorry I'm having to shoot you in the head to mess with you, that's my job.
No, Alex, what I'm asking you, I understand that. And I know that there's pricks who work for the TSA. There's like some of them like mall security cops. They go way too far in their rate. I understand that, but I'm talking about the general attitude where people are like the fucking TSA. They're taking our rights.
You would like a transvestite to do your
transsexual. Transvestite's a guy in a dress. I don't go for that. A transsexual is a much better egg.
But
I'm saying, how does that remove our civil liberties?
You know what? I wonder why they're saying right wingers probably did this. I mean, why aren't they saying, hey, it could be the government or elements they stand to gain or defense contractors that want to sell $15 million of robots to every city, which is now happening, or some foreign corporation that was, like, doing something. I mean, it could be a lone mental patient, but listen, here's an example. Thank you for your service. I actually can't do the voice right now because I'm so tired.
It still sounds like him. I still want to know how the TSA robs of our civil liberties.
Fire. Fighter.
Fighter. I'm curious.
Here, do it for me. I love Jeff. He's such a good guy. Hold on. Can you do it?
What? A fighter.
There you go.
A governor. I've seen things that'll blow your mind.
There it is. Listen, all I can say is, if you think you've had your freedoms gang raped so far, get ready. But take the Holmes guy from the Aurora attack who was getting like $30,000 a year in a DARPA program. By the way, the Theodore Kaczynski, the Unabomber, look it up. He was in MK Ultra. That got declassified. But it's like, never mind that the Unabomber was in an admitted CIA mind control program from the 1960s. Just forget that. It's not even part of it. James Holmes was not a Navy SEAL, was not a fighter. But what he was somebody in the DARPA program with a Air Force top psychiatrist over him. Everybody knew what he was planning, and they've now ignored all that. And now they're saying, oh, we're drugging him for the trial to make him tell the truth. Listen, my dad's a dentist. I can come to your house and give you a Halcyon, the right milligram strength, and I can...
Let's make a time.
And pull your teeth out with pliers, buddy.
Ooh.
And you wouldn't even remember any of it. And if I told you, if I strangled a kid and then woke any of you guys up and said you did it, you would go on the stand and believe you did it. Okay, so they're now putting on truth serum. It's not really truth serum. It makes you say whatever the hell they
want. Alex, now you're talking mind control.
Hold on.
So, So hold on.
My Huggy Bear.
So, Alex, you think the James Holmes, what was the last, let me ask you honestly, what's the last event that happened? Because you think, like, you believe in a conspiracy for 9/11, and what's the last event that happened that you just take at face value and think did just happen as the act of a random nut or whatever? Like, without any government nonsense or direct, what's the last one you think was happened?
I know an event that had all the evidence of being random and all the evidence of a motive, and it was Joe Stack who flew his plane into the IRS building here in Austin, Texas.
Hmm. Right. I remember that one.
And they took his house, and he didn't really owe the money, and they were harassing him, and they burned his house down and flew his private plane. He said, here, you want all my possessions? Take it with interest. So that was a real event. But listen, all I'm saying is, everyone has to get ready because they're planning to implode the economy. They're already taking people's bank accounts in Europe. And, I mean, my God, the training manuals that are coming out are like, veterans will attack your police station. Everyone will be hit by IEDs. Every city needs, you know, these $5 million a piece robots. You will be attacked for something that, you know, is like so rare.
Yeah,
it's incredible. I mean, people die by the thousands every year from falling in bathtubs, and now it's like they're going to take each child or each person that was killed and build. And again, I feel sorry for them, but it's like they're going to build statues and they're going to like dangle them in front of me. And then I knew the minute it happened, and it's now all over the news. They're like Al Qaeda, right wing.
Yeah,
Al-Qaeda,
yeah.
Libertarian.
Alex, what's the end game though? What's the end game here? What are they? What's the goal of this? This government entity.
Well, I mean, the United States is the world empire. The United States has all the money, still has all the power, has a lot of the ideas. We're a great country. And these corporate interests that aren't free market, they already conquered the world using our muscle, or most of it.
Yeah.
And the goal is the establishment wants all us all living under a 1021 on record is totally poor and bankrupt, while you know they are Kim Jong-un up in the seven-story pleasure palace. With all the transsexuals. So the plan is they're off, you know, doing all their weird decadent crap, ruling over us, and we can't go in a McDonald's without a proctology exam, you know, with this giant government make-work project. I mean, FDR built dams. Our government's going to tear dams down, turn off power plants, and the make-work is going to be training you to line up and get on the cattle cars. This is all slave training.
All right, but
going on.
I have a question. Honestly, want to know. And I mean, it's a simple question, but it's been a very big point for guys who are very anti-government. And I'll say it again. I know the TSA is unpleasant at times, but how? I really mean this. How have they taken our civil liberties in that situation?
Thank you for your service.
I'm honestly curious because people really hate them, and in some ways I get it.
You're right. Listen, it's good that the borders are basically wide open, and every time
absolutely, you're right. The borders should be closed.
Every time the senators go down there and go, look, we've secured the border. There's like illegals just pouring over it, and my whole issue is
great point.
It'd be great to have the illegal aliens here. Yeah, they weren't given welfare and all this other crap, and a lot of them are really hardworking, great people, by the way.
I think he answered it perfectly for you, Jimmy. Hey,
by the way, you are right. I agree. The borders should be closed.
Yeah.
And I think it's. I'm only curious because the borders are open, does not mean that the TSA has violated our civil liberties. I'm only curious as to how the TSA is a violation of our civil liberties or what they're doing.
I don't think there's any way to have our civil liberties. Violated. I think they should all drop us in the boiling vats of peanut oil at the airport. Just to make sure there's not like. Let me tell you why. This doesn't make sense. To make sure there's not explosives in our testicles.
All right, listen.
And then the boiling peanut oil will neutralize the explosives. Okay.
All right, listen. Someone in Boston wants in badly. It's Lindsay. You're on with Alex Jones.
Lindsay.
Hey, how are you?
Good.
I just want to tell you that this whole thing is fucking bullshit. My friend Jeff Bowman is lying in the hospital with his legs missing, and all you conspiracy theorist douchebags are going around trying to say that he's a wounded soldier that lost his legs in Afghanistan. It's fucking bullshit, and you're
let me stop
shit.
You, ma'am. Ma'am, you, stuff is not all just black and white. So, So did you ever think that the White House regulations are, Cass Sunstein wrote not one but two papers at Harvard and Chicago Business the year before he was made?
I don't give a shit what happened.
You don't give a shit about that.
Yeah, because you want to know why? Because I know
because you're into the emotion of it right now. Ma'am, I'm telling you, blood-drinking Easter bunnies are coming for you. Okay, no. Seriously, ma'am. I understand it's about feeling good and feeling bad and validated.
For the shit you're saying.
I know. I know. I'm bad. I understand. I'm bad. You're right.
Yeah,
you're right.
You are. There's people suffering
you're good,
and
though.
Dying.
You're good, though.
Yeah,
hey, ma'am. Do you
I am. I'm a human being, and I have compassion for people.
Take all your vaccines.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, can I just say something to her, please?
Yes.
Okay, good. Thank you. Listen. They're going to have schizophrenics, and I get this. You know, the real question is, what's conspiracy, what isn't, what has red flags, what doesn't? There are crazy people that think I am Bill Hicks, okay? I mean, let's get something straight. He was a very funny guy, a great guy, anti-gun. I'm not Bill Hicks, okay? There are people that think everything is actors and everything is fake. I think Sandy Hook happened. I think Aurora happened. There were some people on the news that acted very coached.
So why don't you comment on the people that are saying that my friend Jeff Bowman, who's lying in the hospital with his legs fucking
missing, you're very excited it's your friend,
is an injured Afghanistan vet. Why don't you comment on that? Why don't you put that?
Well, ma'am, number one.
Why don't you put it to rest?
Ma'am, your lordship.
Yeah.
Have you been to Infowars.com?
No, I don't need to go to Infowars.com. I know the person personally. Why don't you comment on what I'm talking about?
Yeah,
maybe I'll think you're
ma'am,
a good human being
ma'am,
if you have a shred of decency
ma'am,
to dispel the rumor.
Ma'am. What I'm telling you is, I'm saying the New York Times reported that the FBI has a history of finding mentally ill and unstable people, whether they be left-wing, right-wing, or Muslim, or whatever the case is, and they call it winding them up, giving them everything, being their commander, giving them money, saying the getaway car will be waiting for you and we'll fly you out, you know, to the virgins with mustaches or whatever. So what I'm saying is they have a motive to get power and control out of it. So I'm saying we should give up our liberties and we should look at all groups doing it, but also criminal elements in government or foreign corporations because they have a history of doing this sometimes.
But she's asking you to address one subject, Al. She's asking you to address one question, though. That's all. She's asking you to address just that particular part.
Apparently, if I could get here, this girl has a friend that was injured and lost legs in the bombing. And I
guess
it's
the picture we've all seen in the wheelchair.
Some conspiracy theorists are saying that was a vet that lost his legs in combat and is being used as a prop? Is that what's going on?
Miss, you mean that famous picture of the guy with the wheelchair, right, missing both legs in the wheelchair?
Exactly.
That's your friend?
All
right, I'm sorry.
Yeah. I went to Chelmsford High School with that person. His name is Jeff Bowman.
Yeah.
Both my sister and I attended high school with him. We know him. And he's lying in a hospital bed, and all these people are reposting that picture, saying what a piece of shit he is and this and that, and saying that he's a wounded veteran, and he's not.
Yeah.
And just let me preface this. My ex-husband is a veteran. So I have much respect for veterans, and I have a lot of respect for the people that have either lost their lives in service and also have been victims of terroristic activities. And it really makes me mad and upset, especially having this hit so close to home, that people are using my friend as a fucking prop.
And they are. I've seen the picture.
Please, for God's sake.
Alex Cummins.
What I'm trying to get at, ma'am, is this is the Internet. There are 7.5 billion people. 3 or 4 billion of them are online. People are going to say that the photo of your friend is
and
real.
Lots of them follow you, and all you have to do is say that it's not true.
You have plenty of information.
No, you don't need to stop me because you're wrong.
Well, you're not listening.
Say that you're wrong.
Listen. I understand. Listen, I have a tendency when a woman's kind of whining at me and not listening to kind of leave the room. But, ma'am, let me just calmly tell you something. The Internet is billions of people. I cannot keep track of every cockamamie conspiracy theory going on the Internet and sit there and debunk them. I just told you.
All right, Alex, but do you believe what she's saying to be the truth?
She sounds like she's being very truthful.
Do you believe what she's saying to be the truth? That's her friend and she knows him.
Absolutely. I'm not aware of what she's talking about, but I'm sure it's true because they lied to us about WMDs.
Wait, you
they lied to us about so many other things that now a large portion of people don't believe anything is real.
Okay.
You know, if they take a crap in the toilet, they look in there and think it's a space alien.
Right.
I get that, and I'm sorry, and I'm sure your friend did get his legs blown off. And I personally am sick of people attributing to me all of the wild conspiracy theories that are out there. So, yes, ma'am.
Well, you can go on Instagram and look up the hashtag Alex Jones for President.
I don't have a damn Instagram.
Well, then, you know what? You should make, you should figure it out because there's a lot of people that are voting you for president.
It's my fault. It's my fault because I have government documents.
No, but you have a personal responsibility as a public figure that has lots of followers.
No, I disagree, sweetheart.
I don't agree with that. I mean,
he addressed it. Alex addressed it.
I mean, he can't be held responsible for every lunatic that's online posting things that aren't true. To it's not his job to you know, police the internet for lunatics. I mean, obviously, I believe you 100% that your friend lost his legs in a bombing in front of the
marathon.
But I mean, look, Alex Jones sounds a little kooky, but I'm not going to make him the police for all lunatics on online.
And you asked him to address it.
Recant that. I'm sorry. I do agree with that. You're right. He can't be responsible for everything. But it is really heartbreaking, and it's really upsetting.
Well, more importantly, Lindsay, more importantly, how is your friend doing? Is it life-threatening? Is he going to be all right? What's going on?
He is going to be okay. He's expected to recover. There's going to be a candlelight vigil in Chelmsford tonight to commemorate, all of the victims that were injured. I do have other friends.
Let me bring this up, ma'am. I'm sorry for your friend, and I want stuff like this to stop, but, you know, when the Gardasil tests were going on in 2006, a bunch of people died at the trials, and I had medical doctors on and tried to warn people, and I had the mothers on whose daughters took the shot and died.
Huh.
And then they went ahead and approved it, and now they're having to do settlements, and may have killed a bunch of people. But no one wants to have vigils. No one cares. No one cares about the UN polio program vaccine that just paralyzed 67,000 kids. No one wants to have a vigil when a 1,000-pound bomb kills 200 innocent people and they call it collateral damage. Do you get that people only get emotional when the mainstream media says, now it's time to get emotional?
You're not wrong about that. I do agree with that point,
Alex.
Yeah, fair enough. That's a good point.
You're absolutely right.
But you still,
shit going on every day.
Is I would love to know in what way, shape, or form the annoying, but how have the TSA, how is that an infringement upon our civil liberties, which has, and I'm not saying you personally, Alex.
Nor, not that you enjoy it.
No, but I'm asking for real, because the problem I have with conspiracy guys is a lot of you guys are really smart, and you raise some great points and some great arguments, and I'm agreeing with some of what you're saying right now, but there are certain very basic, simple questions that instead of just saying, like, yeah, the TSA has become the popular hate rally point, but they really aren't that. They're annoying as individuals, but as an organization, it's not this big civil liberties violation. And I would like to know if you think they are, how they are.
All right, well, here's an example. I was flying a few months ago, and my buddy was talking to me because they were doing a little, make me wait before they came over to make sure Bin Laden wasn't in my underwear.
Okay.
And I had my boot, like, maybe an inch over the line. Because I've been sitting there about 3 minutes waiting. I was like, oh, yeah, okay, I'll see you over there. Okay, get coffee. All right. Get over the line. Hey, I'm like, hey, buddy, how about you say please? I didn't sign up, for drill sergeant in the Marine Corps. And again, where I live in Austin, Texas, they now have TSA on the frickin' highways. Just type TSA in downtown Austin. They now have, I went to the kite festival with my kids.
That's really racist.
Exactly. And I went out there, and they had National Guard searching people. But again, real bombers are going to bomb you. They had 400 National Guard, thousands of police, checkpoints everywhere, and this happened. Here's the newsflash.
But the TSA at the airports, I mean.
Get emotional. Get into, oh, my God, we got hit. Oh, my God, three people are dead. Oh, my God. Meanwhile, the Empire, is killing millions
everywhere. What do you mean, oh, my God? What do you mean, oh, my God, three people are dead? That's three people.
I'm not even talking about you. Listen.
You just, okay.
Listen, honey, I work all day hard, and then I come home to this crap. Why don't you get in the kitchen and make me a damn steak?
Holy
anyway,
shit.
Back to what I was... Shut up. Don't take your Prozac.
You shut up. You're a fucking piece of shit.
Listen,
you're a fucking piece of shit.
You bad
I have more fucking authority in my finger than you have in your entire fucking body.
You call into this show to emotionally offload on me and blame me for what retards are doing
on anybody.
On
I think you're a piece of shit.
Listen, woman. Listen.
Bullshit. I'm a when my fucking friends in the hospital. How about this?
Shut
really
up, pinhead. Shut up, pinhead.
You can't deny he's not entertaining.
I have had enough of you offloading your crap on me, woman.
Really? Then take some fucking responsibility for the shit that comes out of your mouth. No. I'm not
Follow
going to
be real Alex Jones.
Idiot.
Yeah, I'm an idiot. We're going to take everything you got. Hey, hey,
yeah,
hey.
Alex Jones for president.
I think you take a lot of vaccines,
the,
don't you?
9/11 didn't happen.
Go roll your sleeve up, bud. Hey, go take some shots for me, baby. You know the government loves you. They're going to take real good care of you because they care about the kids. It's so obvious. They're all real sad about the kids.
Hey,
even
no,
our own
listen,
government
I
does thousands of tests,
but I sure
medical tests, killing foster children,
like
radiating little kids to death and injecting black men with syphilis and injecting little kids overseas with live polio.
Oh, yeah, they did that.
Being killed.
Yes,
oh, but our
government
would never do
corrupt,
it wrong.
As you say, I
that's
hope
right,
God
take
God
all your shots.
See, that's where he's right. That's what confused me about Alex Jones.
They never did secret medical experiments. Everything's fine. Give your rights up. You know it's a homegrown person. You know it's a gun owner that
Why
did
they
And don't worry. Homeland Security will be able to them. Don't worry. You can associate your personal power with a big
Why haven't they
government.
Shut you up yet?
Don't worry.
I'm dying
don't worry.
To know why they haven't shut you up. Why
oh,
they haven't shut you up yet?
So good for you.
Alex, that's
oh,
a fair question she asked. Alex, she asked you a fair question. You're a guy who's very, very vocal, and you talk about a lot of these things. And if they can orchestrate something like 9/11, or they can orchestrate any of the other things that they may or may not have, why haven't they silenced you?
Well, that's the oldest question, isn't it?
It's a fair question, but it is a fair question.
We've asked it in the past.
It's a fair question.
Yeah.
Maybe still, or no. Now, listen, let's get serious about this. Number one, I've grown slowly over the years. And people can also say, oh, you know, that's bull. They try to assassinate my character. They try to assassinate my name. They try to say that I've done things that aren't true. If they physically kill me, it will highlight everything I've said. It will underscore it, put 100 exclamation points behind it. They'd rather do what the White House regulations are said they would do, put out fake conspiracy theories, so outlandish it outrages pea brains.
Or they could just put you at the Boston Marathon and have a bomb blow up and kill you, just like they tried to kill me.
Sorry,
my friend,
ma'am.
Right?
I'm not really
yeah,
into
exactly.
marathons.
Exactly. What I'm saying is, if the government wanted you gone, you'd be gone. But they think you're so fucking crazy and such a lunatic that they don't give a shit about you.
Ma'am, let me tell you something. I'm going to be honest with you. When I go to a family reunion...
You're not being honest this entire time. You like to dance around shit and fucking not answer questions.
Ma'am, I grew up in Dallas, Texas. I grew
Good
up in
for
Dallas,
you. Do you
Texas.
Want a medal?
No, let me tell you a story. I grew up in Dallas, Texas with my family. Let me just say something. I grew up in Dallas, Texas with my family doing things like helping take in East German defectors, okay? Whenever I go to a family reunion, half the people in the room are former retired CIA.
What?
And do you know what they tell me?
What?
They tell me I'm dead on, 100% absolutely right about what I'm covering.
Retired CIA people are telling you this government conspiracy. Wow, way to get good fucking information, bro. That's cool.
No, there's a lot of good people who've been in and out of the government who aren't naive.
Oh, I'm sure,
and
I'm
did you know it's
all classified related to you, buddy.
That the majority of drugs are brought in by the government? Did you know that, Walnut Brain?
Majority of the drugs brought in by the government.
Alex, I got a question for you, for real. I've been looking at my Twitter a little bit, and someone says you got to explain the... have Alex Jones explain the Family Guy conspiracy about Boston. And the guy writes, it's good.
Okay, I really want to do that, but I rolled out of bed. Can I...
Well, I'm going to be honest. Can I take a crab?
There you go.
Sure.
And I also
that's
want
what
to,
you've been doing.
And I also want to ask you about Bill Hicks, too, because I was a huge Bill Hicks fan, and it was a bit strange that he died so young with all the shit he was saying. You got anything on that one?
He also parked pretty damn hard. That's all I'm going to say. I've been told stories about him and Simpkinson.
Yeah.
That's the government messing with his phone.
All right, listen. Yeah, they're messing with your phone just as you're about to talk about Bill Hicks.
I'd like to tell you the thing about the Family Guy. You hear me?
Yeah.
And I apologize that I'm on this cell phone. My parents are right by my office. I live out in the country, like a 45-minute drive. So I didn't get home till 5 a.m., slept 2 hours, and that's why I'm actually wrapped up in a blanket. Standing outside so my cell phone works. Let me tell you the Family Guy conspiracy. Okay.
Here's the Family Guy conspiracy. Go ahead. Yes.
Okay. My writer, Paul Watson, saw hundreds of blogs.
Your writer? You have a writer? Your writer helps you with all your websites. Conspiracy news. Is this where
yes,
you
I have a babysitter, too. Yes, I have. Hold on. Welcome to teleprompter, Bob.
Sorry. I was hoping you explain your fucking fucked up Boston Marathon Family Guy.
Oh, my God, man. You just
blew
my whole cover. How the hell did you do that?
I don't know.
How
I'm
the
only
hell did you just do that?
Smart. I don't know.
Oh, my God. You just blew my whole cover. Oh, my God. Now they know.
No, you blew your own cover. Oh, is that
guys,
a cover?
Write for me. Guys, write for me.
Oh, boy.
My God, the teleprompter broke. It's like I'm Obama.
Right.
I don't know what to say. I'm not a real actor.
All right, listen, Lindsay, you're killing. But
we love you.
Yeah, let him just.
I
want to hear the Family Guy conspiracy.
I want to go out with Lindsay.
Okay. Hi, Jimmy. I love you.
Thank you, Lindsay.
Oh, send a picture for Jim Norton.
What a nightmare girlfriend, though, arguing with her.
Wow, right? This is a fucking preview of what you'd have to deal with.
Yeah.
You'd lose every time, but it's okay. I'd still do things to you.
Oh, well, that's a good trade-off for Jim Norton.
Hey.
All right, go ahead, Alex.
Like a raging bull. I said, get in there and cook me a steak, lady.
By the way, Tom Papa checking in. He thinks we're talking to Ron White.
All right, go ahead, Alex. I want to hear this. Go ahead, Alex.
Okay, well, I have the news sites, one of the biggest ones out there, an alternative media, ma'am, Infowars.com, another gratuitous crash plug there for the Infowars. And yes, I have about, I don't know, 15 writers or so, about 8 of them on salary. But the point is, Paul Joseph Watson, my writer, saw all these blogs and blurbs with a 15-second clip of the Family Guy that aired on March 17th, titled, I think it was Turbaned Cowboy, where the Tea Party starts working with Al-Qaeda. Gee, that never really happened in the real world, but that's part of every show demonizing it, and I mean every frickin' show. That's fiction. So he writes the article, and he went to the Fox website, saw the original episode. It's definitely it was a real episode. He didn't take it. The people that had the video online took the two clips of one where it shows him running over or driving away from piles of bloody people at the Boston Marathon, and then they say how did you do it? And he holds up his cell phone and detonates it not once but twice with a bomb. And so that's two bombs is how he won the Boston Marathon, and it shows blood all over the ground. And so we said, man, people are pointing this out, that it predicted it, that somebody basically copycat off of this show. And then the maker of it came out and said, this is outrageous that we did this. And the L.A. Times, everybody said that we made up a hoax about this, and they're erasing it off TiVo. And in some areas now saying it never existed. First, it was that we edited it together, which we just showed the two scenes back to back. Now, it's that it doesn't even exist, and it's a hoax. So, and that we're hurting the families. When I thought he made the episode about people being bombed in a comedy at the marathon. So that is the incredible mind control level of all of this, when all we do is report on some internet meme, confirm it was a real episode, confirm it was a real show, and then they're sitting there freaking out about it. It's just simply amazing.
But I heard it was two episodes or so that were cobbled together to make it look that way.
No, it's from the same episode.
That was one episode where he's talking about the Boston Marathon and sets off two explosions.
Yeah, we played the short clip yesterday.
Hey, Bob Costas said to him, how did you win the Boston Marathon?
Uh-oh, it's the government. The government's cutting out a cell phone.
No, ma'am. No, you know what? You're right. The government loves you. Like I said, ma'am, and, you know, the Harvard study...
I never said the government loves me, but I don't know about the government as much as you do.
Sodium fluoride is lowering IQs, and you're an example. So drink deep, drink well, drink good, my little sweet.
Drink up, my friend.
Yeah, I just want to know, but this one thing that she mentioned, and that was, like, again, but I do want to know, because I'm a direct question guy, and this is why conspiracy theorists don't like me. And I'm asking, what is, like, again, you raised some good points about individuals in the TSA and the airports who are unpleasant guys, and I don't disagree with you. But I'm talking about, as a whole, there are so many people that scream about the TSA and fuck the TSA and illegal search and seizure. So I'm saying is, what is, if the TSA is wrong, what is the alternative to the TSA?
Alternative is, as Jesse Turo has said,
the government's not letting him answer, Jimmy.
Uh-oh. Oh, man.
Hello, can you hear me now?
Now I can.
Yeah, yeah. Got you back.
I was running the house. Hold on. Listen, let me just tell you the alternative. The alternative is to get back to the Fourth Amendment, because you see how, oh, we've got to grope you and take you in a private room and put you in an X-ray machine and you know, backscatter machine and do all this because terrorists hit the airports. Now they hit the Boston Marathon. Now we're going to have troops on the streets and grope you there. And still, a bomber would just go, shut up. Jesus Christ. I'm paying not have a woman sitting there nagging me. Jesus, I bet you don't have a boyfriend, do you?
I actually have a husband. I'm married, and happily married at that.
Oh, my God.
I still love you, Jimmy, though, seriously.
You did say you were divorced, though.
No, that was my ex-husband. I'm married again, but I still love him.
Yeah. Oh, God, a new person to torture.
Okay.
My point is,
That's right, motherfucker. He wasn't man enough to handle me, so I left him.
That's right. That's right. You're bragging how you dominate and ruin men. More vaccines.
Holy shit.
Should we let Lindsay go?
Yeah.
Lindsay, you're terrific. Thank you.
Lindsay, thank you so much. And all the best to your friend, okay?
Yeah. Wish your friend luck.
All right, thanks. All right, Lindsay from
Hey, wait, we should have got her information off the... she went to school with you guys.
Oh, well, we got her on hold. Alex, sorry about that. That was... You know how radio goes. That was way too entertaining to blow off.
No, I mean, I didn't enjoy talking to her. I'm awake now, though.
Yeah.
You guys, like, laying in the bed.
Now, again, you're talking about things outside the airport, and I don't disagree that, hey, they may want to use this to make that. I'm only talking about, and I'm asking specifically for a reason. I'm not trying to break your balls. I'm asking for real. The airport has been the point of contention for a lot of anti-government or conspiracy guys. It has been a rallying point. Is this fucking airport security? And I think it's a phony rebellion and a phony form of being a maverick. So I'm asking, how does that violate us? Would you prefer that there was no security in the airports?
No, you're right. You've caught us. It's all a phony.
No, it's
right.
When I say phony, I mean not phony as in you're liars. I mean phony as in when I mumble a curse under my breath that I know my mom won't hear. I don't mean phony like it's a conspiracy. I mean it's a silly rebellion. It doesn't do anything. Mm. So would you prefer? What's the alternative to the TSA airports?
They're taking a lot of the body scanners out. They're backing off and they're groping. The TSA is prisoner compliance training to train you that you're a perpetrator and you have no rights and you're guilty until the government has enslaved you.
That's an answer.
But it's not.
It's a prelude to, it's training people to walk through things, to step on this line, to not cross that line. And then the next step will be...
That's the same training you get when you show up at prison.
But airport security, hold on, airport security, so okay... So if that's the answer, what is the alternative? What option would you have to protect people on planes, or do you rather not want security?
As Jesse Ventura said, I'd rather face the danger.
Okay, that's the answer. You would prefer to have no security on planes. And Jesse Ventura. Okay, fair enough.
I'd love to put good-looking stewardesses
back in. I accept that.
Cars to be really awesome again.
Well, look at all the security measures they put in place after 9/11. Like, we can't even go in and out of buildings anymore without, you know, showing ID and having badges and going through this thing and that thing.
And attacks have been minimal. It's kind of helped.
But this is
our government, you know what? Listen, it's now all over the news that our government's putting al-Qaeda, real al-Qaeda, in Libya and Syria, just murdering and taking over. People go, yeah, we have them kill each other. No bull. Our government has given them 10,000 heat-seeking missiles out of Libya, so they can now tell the people that's so dumb, oh, you got to give your rights up. Al-Qaeda's got missiles now.
Good to know America's still in control in the world.
Exactly. I mean, listen, type in military growing opium in Afghanistan. About 5 years ago, it was coming out, the troops were mad about growing opium.
Right.
Opium production went from 9% worldwide to 93% out of Afghanistan. And so what did the Pentagon do? They had Fox, CNN, BBC, ABC, go all these up, all come on the same week and go, yes, the troops helped grow the opium. We load it on C-130s. If we catch you using it in America, we're going to put your ass in jail.
Mm.
So they just hit it in plain view. They go, okay, kids, yes, you're so dumb, you can't even get the contradiction, America, they said. We're going to admit we grow the opium over here, so al-Qaeda doesn't get it. We have to control the drug trade, or it's complicated, because if we don't grow it and ship it in, al-Qaeda will get it. How about you decriminalize the crap? Oh, you don't want that, government, because that's how you brought down China and broke it up colonially, was they were dumb enough to make opium illegal, and so you were able in 50 years to take over through corruption and take over the police and then bring down China. The drug war is meant to bring down Europe, bring down America, make everybody a suspect. Now they're moving on to everybody's a terrorist. Mm-hmm. Now they're saying the people that talk about liberty and want guns and think we shouldn't be able to take money out of your bank account for no reason, they're going to blow stuff up.
I agree with him on that one. Boy, the villainization of Americans that want to adhere to the Constitution, want to bear arms, their right to bear arms, and keep their civil liberties, are now the bad guys in this country that are portrayed in everything from commercials to movies to the mainstream media news as the bad guys. I agree with you on that.
And the Pillsbury Doughboy is now being groped. And like enjoying it with a little pervert noises.
But do you believe that we caused the events so we could push our agenda through? I believe shit happens and then the government goes, oh, this is great. We can now push some of our agenda through.
I believe they
is the government actually causing the event that allows them to push the agenda through? That's the question.
Well, they've been caught like doing Gulf of Tonkin to get us
sure.
to Vietnam and so many other issues. So, I mean, listen, here's all I'm begging people to understand.
Mm-hmm.
They don't need to build things and compete anymore. Special interests can stage stuff, provocateur a few events, grandstand and script it, and then get us to collectively have a guilt like we're all terrorists and this country's being converted into a giant prison from the beautiful, wonderful nation it is. We're getting away from the Bill of Rights and Constitution. And again, they've got Geico commercials with the Pillsbury Doughboy begs to be groped by the TSA in some subconscious pedophile thing. I mean, this is all out of control, folks. This isn't what freedom looks like.
Mm-hmm. All right, Alex, because we got to wrap up. Walk us through what's going to happen now with the Boston Marathon bombing. Are we going to catch a suspect, and what does that mean?
I mean, regardless of it was lone wolf, which does happen sometimes, it's very rare. Or it could be like the Olympic Park bombing. They'll try to frame two or three patsies like Richard Jewell before they find the next patsy, you know, Eric Rudolph. I mean, who knows what's true? The government ran the anthrax attack. That later came out. They killed the third patsy.
I don't remember that.
So all this is going on. They're already now saying it's the culture of the right winger. And they're all over the news going, you know who's worse than al-Qaeda? Yeah, Janet was right. Napolitano said it'd be the libertarians, those bastards. They hit us again. And so they're building up. The whole thing's scripted. You can just see the scripting. They're building it up and drawing it out like an Agatha Christie of like, oh, everybody's a suspect, especially the white males, but never the government that historically...
Okay, all right, Alex, we understand that because you've made that point so many times. But how is this going to now play out? What is going to be presented to us in the next coming days? That's all I want to know.
Sure, and I apologize. I'm digging here. I'm
no, no sure. worries. But, I mean, you've been...
Right, let me tell you how it's going to play out. Let me tell you how it's going to play out.
All right.
They're going to announce that, well, we're going to have TSA certify. This has already begun. Your locals, that they wave a magic wand, where they can now violate your Fourth Amendment and grope you. They're going to have the military. They've already announced at events, not just Kentucky Derby and big events like that. They've already done that at the beta test of the Super Bowl. The military is going to be absolutely everywhere.
More searches.
And you're going to learn to just have your bags searched. It won't matter if you pull into a parking lot and you're going into an electronics store and there's two Army guys there or there's two goons there. And you're like, anybody could drive in this parking lot. I could walk up and do something. And right. if you say that, they're going to throw you down, put you in handcuffs. And
okay.
I understand what he's saying, too. This is, if they just out of nowhere, let's say it's 1955, Leave It to Beaver kind of atmosphere in the country, and a police or a military personnel walked up to you and said, I'm going to check your bag. People would go like, get the fuck out of here. I have the right to. But we're being lulled into this sense that we are all potential perpetrators, so that we're giving up our rights under this guise that it is for our own good and our own safety. And the only way to do that is to slowly and progressively train us through using tragedy to victimize and make us guilty, so that we will open our bags voluntarily. But we'll give up our videotapes. We'll give up pictures and our cameras and everything.
I disagree, though. I think in 1955, people are much more cynical now. I think in 1955, it might have been odd to hear, but if a cop goes, hey, I need to check you, I think a guy would go, well, go right ahead. I haven't done anything wrong. I think back then there was an omnipotent view of the government. I think now, after Kennedy's assassination, people are much more cynical now than they've ever been less trusting.
What administration did this start in, and is every administration involved in this?
Well, Kennedy said no to a plan called Operation Northwood to shut out, and this is declassified, this is ABC News, you can read the thing at the National Security Archive online, type in Operation Northwood. They called for a plan. The Joint Chiefs green-lighted this. This isn't just like a plan. This was a green-lighted operation. He said no to L.L. Lemnitzer, and that was the Joint Chiefs of Staff Chairman. They were going to bomb D.C., bomb Miami with plastic explosives at public places. We've seen that before. It even described how to frame the patsies, but first build up for a week or so, all the tension of who did it, and how to commit mass shootings to then blame Cuba and the Soviets to have World War III.
Mm-hmm.
And that's when Kennedy, this is all on record, sent an internal cable to Khrushchev and said, you listen to me and you listen good. And this is on record. He said, they're going to kill, there's going to be a coup, and they're going to nuke your ass. And General LeMay of the Air Force has got the frickin' nukes loaded right now. We got 10-1 superiority on you. You better back down right now. These people are not fucking playing games. Okay? Mm-hmm. That's all what happened on record. Operation Northwoods, and Kennedy said no. So then he tried to abolish the Federal Reserve. He signed the executive order to do it. He signed the executive order to pull the troops out of Vietnam. They were already there as advisors, over 50,000 of them, and they blew his head off in front of everybody and said, oh, a lone nut did it. A lone guy. It's the same story over and over again. But you're absolutely right with whether it's staged or not. This is the acclimation for prison training. And yes, in the 50s, people would have said yes for a little bit or in a specific area.
Right.
But if they tried this all at once, they would have said no.
Right.
Police knew what authoritarianism. I've seen the training films for our military in the 50s, and it was like, in authoritarian countries, everyone's a suspect. You can watch these films online. In authoritarian countries, people spy on you. In authoritarian countries, when you go to a public place, your bags are searched. Not in America. I mean, a cop, if they said, go search people randomly at the park, would say, well, who's the suspect? What's the reason? What's
right.
the probable cause?
Yeah, that was my point,
for?
Too, right.
They wouldn't say, oh, yeah, let's just randomly walk into a shopping mall and just walk up to some old lady indiscriminately and stick our hands down our pants to see if Bin Laden's hiding. I mean,
it just wouldn't be done. Mm. Yeah, yeah.
All right.
I agree with you, Alex, on that take. A few of the other things you lose me on, but I definitely agree there's some shenanigans going on. Great talking to you. I'm going to keep watching Infowars.com.
Yeah, I was going to say get the plugs out. I don't know what he wants to plug today. Alex?
My Boneyard show?
I apologize. I apologize for being on cell phones.
Just
like I said, I only got 2 hours sleep. I'd love to come back.
Alex, you're all right.
Believe me, you're fucking entertaining.
You're a very enjoyable person.
Love it.
What's the Twitter? Real Alex Jones?
Yeah, I was late to the Twitter game, so it's pretty pathetic. Only like 180,000 followers. But I put out some pretty good stuff at Real Alex Jones.
Right.
And Infowars.com, and we have the nightly news, PrisonPlanet.tv.
Okay.
And it's all right there, folks. And look, I'm for real. All I want is the truth. Our liberties in closing are the most valuable thing we've got. Money can be taken. Our lives can be taken. Property can be taken. Our kids can be taken. If you don't have due process, criminal elements, even if good elements are in government now, which they're not, bad ones will fill that vacuum as soon as there's not a check and a balance. It's like a dam.
Yeah, I agree.
Okay.
And when the dam's gone, the flood will happen. So, gentlemen, all of you guys, God bless you. Thanks for having me on.
All right, thanks, Alex Jones. Wow. A lot to digest.
Great. Well, goddamn.